3-12-70, which also brings you mystery and adventure every Sunday afternoon at night, invites you to enjoy tonight's chapter of I Love a Mystery, transcribed every night at 10:15 on KSZZ.
Adventure thriller, the Hermits of Fantasy Bay at a Possible. But 4 o'clock in the warm, luxuriant forest fragrance of the afternoon, somewhere in the southeast of the Great Lost Plateau, in the land of San Felipe Atabapo, Venezuela. Since 6 o'clock this morning, Jack and Doc have been following through the great beech and ironwood forest in the wake of the black-robed, apple-cheeked little hermit Jeremiah and his ancient, bad-tempered mule, Saul of Tarsus. Jack and Doc on their way to perform an appointed duty for the higher intelligence, who seem to reside somewhere on the Great Plateau. That is all Jack and Doc know. Those in the high places watch something of them. They don't even know who Jeremiah is, except that he's called the Hermit of San Felipe Atabapo. And they don't know who Yolanda is. She seems to be a child of 15 or 16, a free one agent full of naivete, full of wonder, full of joy and laughter. And now at 4 in the afternoon, the little hermit has led his party 10 hours through the heart of the forest of giant hardwood trees.
Come along with me, lazy jackass. Mother of I should put your poor excuse for a beast of burden. I don't say who he is, but if you were a grass labourer, I'd tie up your sticky tail all the
way. You notice how Jeremiah keeps up continual conversation with that new
man? I suppose even a hermit has to talk to someone.
Oh, so now you've got the little one, have you? Now you'll be wanting to hurry along. Well, yes, hold your horses, my fine friend. I'm still born to get out of here tonight. Oh, there, Doc, and you'd like to come up and share company with me and the new folks
taking this long here. You sure do give that mule a bad reputation, Jeremiah.
Yeah, the one you deserve.
Did I hear you say there was water in it?
Yes, there was before.
Oh, yeah. A little boy's dream.
We'll stop and give all the parts of the dream. All he thinks about is food and drink, an oversized stomach walking around on four legs with an enlarged spoon for a conscience. That's all the part of it.
A pretty little stream of water.
Oh, now. Oh, there. Ah, thank you, boy. Now stick your head in and help yourself.
Well, this is shaking and pleasant. Yeah, I could do with a drink. I can tell you how I wouldn't mind.
You're still going to do all right. Why not?
You think so?
Nothing within 100 miles in any direction is contaminated. Spring water. This is malaria country. Oh, how much stuff we're calling it tonight. Just go upstream there about tall sources. I wouldn't ask for it. I could ask him to drink after it. And don't make so much noise when you drink either. I'm right off your chin. Oh, you're stumbling at Jackass as a man, and I've misfortune to hold.
Sometimes from the look in his eye, I think he almost understands you.
Well, he understands all right when he wants to.
Oh, hey, you should try that, Jack. Now, what is that? Cold. Got some kind of mineral in it. Almost like drinking sparkling water.
You know, then we've got to be moving along.
What do we do, wait across?
Maybe we can go a bit away. Maybe come along, Saul Tarsus. See what you... Come along, come along.
If you don't hurt Jeremiah,
then get his feet wet. I reckon you
think
he'll kill him. I don't see any
other way. Oh, wait. Hey, didn't I tell you it was cold? Now my feet
should do with
a little cooling off.
I'm glad it ain't far.
Hey,
there
we are. And there we are.
Oh,
my foot's full of water.
We'll keep walking. We'll soon dry out.
We've got to keep moving. What are you rushing us to in such a hurry? Some place we've got to get to before dark?
We'll get to my place before dark if we step right along.
Your place? Then you got one?
Well, the fire flame better than any other place.
Yeah, I just never thought about it. Hermiters both live in caves, ain't they?
That's right. Nothing like a nice dry cave for keeping a man warm in the cold season, dry in the rainy season, and cool in the hot season.
Are you telling us that you actually live in a cave?
Well, now, if you're going to hold it against me...
Not at all. If you're comfortable in a cave, why not?
That's very generous of you. Come on, saw you long-eared infidel. Move it, Tom.
Hey, listen. Seems to be some kind of a commotion among the animals up here.
That will be Yolanda.
Yolanda?
You mean she's this far from home?
Yeah, well, of course. She's look on this playground.
But you can't possibly get back home before dark.
Oh? Where do you imagine her home to be?
Well, we decided she'd probably live with her folks back on the edge of the plain somewhere.
Well, some guys are amazing, child. You must be surprised at anything she says or does. As to her home. It's all the carcass lay those ears down before I knock them down for you.
Oh, there she is, Jack.
Will you look at that?
Sitting yonder on the ground with squirrels and chipmunks swarming over it. Hey, ain't that a baby skunk? She's holding her arm.
Yeah, it looks like it. A couple of grown ones on their haunches beside her.
Well, pardon me if I don't go any closer.
Oh, you are. I have you all. Please come
to the home,
thank you. Yes, I need you.
Again,
oh, there
you are.
She isn't even an animal herself. Now imagine her spotting us back here in the shadow.
Come on, come on.
Would you look at that? Everything hot-tailing to the woods. Hi, you down there? Where the heck you been keeping yourself all day?
Oh, I've been miles and miles into the forest. With that funny little polecat man, took a nice finger there where he nibbled on me.
Ain't she scared of nothing?
Scared?
Yeah, I couldn't get me to go near that pack of critters that you were sitting among.
He would not.
You're about the bravest little thing I ever come across.
Oh, no, it is not bravest. It is the Lord.
Lord?
Yes. Jack Packer, do you understand what I'm talking about? The ancient lore?
Well, I don't know about the ancient lore, but you seem to have a way with animals.
No, will you stop that chattering, Yogando? We've a way to go yet.
Oh, but you're angry with me, Jeremiah.
It is a long there, sort of carcass, you bigoted old reprobate.
You know what I would do, Jeremiah?
I never know what you would do next.
How would you like this? I'm going the rest of the way with you. And when we get to your cage, I will make you food with my own hands.
That you will not.
But I will. For you and for you, Jack Packer, and for you, Doc Long.
Well, I'm going to have me one way of an appetite when we get through this day's walk. I'm pretty near famished right here now.
Oh, no, you're not thinking. I will get you some.
Oh, hey, that ain't necessary.
No, I haven't liked you. You keep going, I'll catch you.
Where the heck's she off?
No bones of fire, Frank. Don't try to anticipate what that child of Satan has on her mind.
Tell me something, Jeremiah.
I might. And then again, I might not.
Well, you always seem to go into a black mood when Yogananda appears on the scene. You fidget and frown and scold like an old woman.
The consequences of that young woman's antics may fall upon my head if it's of any interest to you.
It's a great interest to us. What are the consequences of her antics?
I would like to know that myself.
And who is Yogananda? And that she should be of such great concern to you, and apparently of no concern at all to her parents.
Well, now I say, she comes now racing through the woods like any other wild beast.
Doggone, I'd hate to have to run her down.
You wouldn't be doing it, I'm thinking.
Dad, what can I tell you? See what I've got you.
Here, Doc, hold your hand.
Oh, what is it you got? Yes, she dropped some for you, too.
No, thank you.
Oh, yes, you might. They are bitter, but just those few will renew your energy.
Here, Grandma. That's right, Jack. I don't know where she gets them, but they take away hunger and thirst and give you a lift of vitality.
Oh, hey, they are bitter.
Oh, no, don't stick them out. No, just see the way Jeremiah
is. Well, I reckon if he can do it, so can I.
Yeah, not so bad after the first one.
Well, I can't say I like for a steady diet. What did you get him, Grandma?
That is my secret with the birds and with the little animals.
Yogananda, where's your papa and mama?
Oh, no, Doc, you mustn't ask that.
I mustn't?
No, it's forbidden. Those who are allowed within the limits of San Felipe Atabapo are permitted to see what there is to see with their eyes and hear what there is to hear with their ears. But they are not to question anyone or anything with their tongues. It is one of the laws of this place.
Well, couldn't I ask just one little question?
It does not contain the unexplainable, you know.
Did you say the unexplainable?
The unexplainable law of San Felipe Atabapo.
Well, I never heard of that. All I want to ask is,
Are you going to travel all the way with me?
Now, then, Uganda, you come up here and walk alongside of me, eh?
I can't see how I can ask you nothing. My friend Jeremiah is the watchdog.
Now come along, come up here and talk with all the tosses. You're neglecting the critter, and he's in a mean mood.
All right, Jeremiah. But I will promise you this, walk long. When you're past your probation and are permitted to cross the Rainbow Bridge, then many things will be told to you.
Probation? You mean we're to be tested in some way?
Talk, 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 talk.
You see how angry Jeremiah is. I can say no more. The rest you will have to find out for yourself.